You're listening to SBS News.
The World Report 2020 is the 30th report released by Human Rights Watch reviewing human rights practices in nearly 100 countries, including Australia. The New York-based group's review of Australia has focused on policies concerning asylum seekers, disability and aged care, and Indigenous affairs, among others. The report is critical of Australia's asylum seeker and refugee policies, saying medical facilities in Papua New Guinea and Nauru are not dealing properly with the complex health needs of those in offshore detention. As of December 2019, 466 asylum seekers remained in offshore detention facilities. Nicholas Proctor, a professor of mental health at the University of South Australia, says prolonged uncertainty is continuing to impact those who have yet to be resettled.
Well, what we know is something that we've known for some time, and that's the relationship between prolonged uncertainty, but particularly for people with a past history of trauma, existing mental health problems, mental illness, and impacting upon what is a long, drawn-out process, lack of durable solution. And it just impacts upon clearly mental health and physical health and well-being as well. So it's devastating for many of those people who feel very trapped by their circumstances.
The report says at least 12 refugees and asylum seekers have died in Australia's offshore processing system since 2013, six of them due to suicide. In February 2019, Parliament passed a law facilitating transfers of detainees requiring medical treatment from offshore locations to Australia. But that law was repealed in December, a move Human Rights Watch says leaves refugees and asylum seekers in limbo. Professor Proctor says the Medevac laws provided extra safeguards for those in offshore detention.
It takes away that extra layer of scrutiny and independent thinking. What governments ultimately should seek to obtain in any health, medical related matter, the best independent thinking around the nature and scope of medical and physical concerns, independent thinking about the way in which that may play out and what might be the consequences. It has left us in a different set of circumstances without that independent thinking.
While Human Rights Watch welcomed the announcement in April of a Royal Commission into violence, abuse, neglect and exploitation of people with disabilities, it said more needed to be done to support people with disabilities in the prison system. It says over half Australia's prison population has some kind of disability. The NGO also condemned the high rate of Indigenous Australians in the criminal justice system, and especially Indigenous children, who are 26 times more likely to be detained than non-Indigenous children. The routine use of drugs to control people in aged care facilities came under scrutiny, an issue also highlighted during the Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety, which began in 2019. Ian Henschke, the CEO of National Seniors Australia, says he agrees the use of psychotropic drugs in the aged care system is of concern.
What we know is that many aged care facilities are using psychotropic drugs, not necessarily to control symptoms, but to control behaviour. The Royal Commission heard from a leading gerontologist that it was possible to treat people without such an extensive use of drugs in aged care. And this is a real concern. What concerns us the most, I think, is the fact that this has become normalised in Australia.
Mr Henschke welcomes the Royal Commission and says it's already having an impact.
What is really good about what's happening at the moment is that we are having a Royal Commission, and the Royal Commission is actually acting and causing a lot of change in aged care.
Freedom of expression also came under scrutiny, with police raids on a government official and journalists highlighted in the report. HRW criticised what it says are broadly drafted security laws that have been used against journalists, lawyers and whistleblowers, citing the police raids of the home of a journalist in relation to her story on a leaked plan to expand government surveillance. Marcus Strom is the president of the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance.
There's also been a general approach from the government to treat pretty ordinary government procedures as secret, and obfuscation and avoidance by various governments from media scrutiny. Reporters Without Borders has downgraded Australia in terms of press freedom as well over the last 12 months. So this is a worrying trend.
Internationally, the 2020 report said China posed an increasingly dire threat to the global system for protecting human rights, citing the mass detention of ethnic minorities as just one example and the soft response from the international community. In the United States, the report criticised the ability of shooters to obtain military-style weapons to carry out killings, adding there was growing public support for stronger federal laws restricting some access to guns. The report also described global anti-government protests in Algeria, Sudan, Lebanon, Iraq, Bolivia, Russia and Hong Kong as impressive, but criticised democratic government's response to the protests, describing it as lukewarm and selective. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.